You are listening to Georgia on Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice. And I am joined by a very special guest today. I'm joined by Alan Chan, who has some new music coming out, don't you? Hi, Alan.
Hi there, Georgia. How are you? Hi, Phoenix guys. How's everyone doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good, man. Lockdown, but yeah. Making the most of being productive.
Absolutely. Well, you've definitely been making the most of it, because I hear you've got lots of new music coming our way. Firstly, though, I've got to ask you, you were on The Voice, and I want to hear all about that experience. Is it more scary performing to people with their backs turned, or is it better?
I'll tell you what, it's definitely changed my life, and I learned so much from all four coaches, not just my coach, Ollie Mers, the saint, the legend that he is. He taught me lots about, you know, how to conduct myself in performances, overcome my shyness. And I must mention all my tutors at Academy of Contemporary Music, which I graduated from this summer.
Amazing.
Through lockdown, which was really tough. But even though I've graduated, they still support me with everything I need. And I love ACM so much, and I owe them so much. I mean, The Voice came to do auditions for us at ACM in the first place. And one of my tutors, Scott McGill, he dared me to go upstairs to do the audition. And after an hour and a half during lesson, bugging me, I submitted and I went up to The Voice audition people, who happened to be the producer of the show. They loved the story of my tutor bugging me, and they let me through. So that was really cool. And
that's so cool.
Yeah. Meeting all four coaches was a dream come true. But I've always been a really, really big admirer of Sir Tom Jones, and he's incredible. Just to be around him is incredible, you know.
Absolutely.
Let alone him giving me advice. Meghan Trainor's an angel, you know. You wouldn't think she's a mega star. She's just such a down-to-earth person. Ollie is just a great guy. What you see is what you get. He's an incredible guy. Will.i.am is music mad. He calls me Hellboy all the time because of my scream and the blinds. So
yeah, I saw that. Forever. That was absolutely amazing. I love that song. That's my favourite James Bond
song. Well, I actually screamed because I thought I wasn't going to get a turn. So I thought, I'm going to make the most of this.
Yeah.
And I got a turn.
That's so
that
funny.
Was really cool.
Well, I'm glad you did, because it was amazing. And yeah, what a great experience to learn from people like that. You must have learned so much, particularly from your...
And I'm very proud, because the Chinese community as well, and the whole of UK, and myself personally, being the first Chinese individual to get through the blinds in the 9 years history, that's an absolute honour to be the first. I'm sure I won't be the last.
Absolutely.
But to be the first Oriental person, singer, vocalist, to get as far as I did, which is a miracle in itself, I'm absolutely honoured. I mean, I'm proud British through and through. I am Chinese. I'm proud of that. You know, I'm proud of being British so much that to be on The Voice UK alone is just a significant bump to my life, you know. It's incredible. One off the bucket list, basically.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, so. I know that you've spoken before about wanting to be a leader for the Chinese community in Britain, and I know that you've performed at the Trafalgar Square for Chinese New Year, didn't you?
Yes. So what happened was I performed for Boris Johnson at 10 Downing Street.
Yeah.
Twice. And
wow.
Before that, Theresa May, before the year before, well... before Boris took over. But yeah, I'll say that politely. Yeah. So from there, Mayor of London, the team invited me to perform at Trafalgar Square open air.
That's
which was
such
an absolute
a cool experience.
Honor, absolute honour. Was it for 50,000 people? They said. I reckon it was about 40, but they said 50. So I was like, okay, whatever. I had a great time. I've got this thing where the more people that watch me, the more confident I am.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's a blast. It's a buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, on The Voice, yeah,
motivating.
You're so nervous. But then when the music plays, I mean, I went on three occasions. I did the blind audition, then I did the battles with the amazing Blue Woodward. I must say her name. She's incredible. Mm. I love her so much. I personally think she should have got through.
I love her so much.
Something wrong with my computer. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Have you got Siri talking to us there?
So, Blue was amazing. She helped me out. I had a bad back during auditions, and she helped me out a lot. And she, you know, she just looked after me, you know. And then at the end of the battle, then went to the knockouts. And of course, Blessing blew me away, you know, happily, because she is incredible. And she won the whole show, which is amazing.
Well, that is a worthy competitor to go out to.
Oh, my
then.
God. She's, like, amazing. I love that girl. And her family is amazing. There's a reason why she's a winner. Her family is just incredible. And, you know, I'm so glad Team Molly won, because I am Team Molly at the end of the day.
Absolutely. So. Well, it sounds like you create such a lovely family atmosphere amongst both contestants and judges.
It was an amazing experience. And I'd do it all over again if I could, which I probably will.
You should keep trying. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, no one's ever done it twice, I don't believe, I think.
You could be a first.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm already first. I'll be first or something else.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So just keep the awards going for first.
And I tell you what, I've got to mention the musicians behind the scenes.
Mm.
Incredible musicians, the best in the world, man. I mean, to jam with these individuals, I mean, for an ordinary person who are not aware of their particular names and who they are, I'm fully aware of each and every single instrumentalist in that band. Absolute admiration and respect to those guys. Absolute respect, because they are incredible. They make you feel so comfortable when you're rehearsing. The ITV crew were incredible. They were so professional, and they made us feel so comfortable.
That's great. That's so nice that you're one big family with The Voice. That's so lovely. Now, you've recently been working on some new music, I know, and we are going to play one of those today. Tell me, what is it like to write and record and then promote in lockdown? How has that been different for you?
Well, social distancing. The masks are very tough to keep on when you're coming in and out of the buildings, but it must be done to protect others as well as myself.
Absolutely.
The things I've been through this year has been, for most people, it has been very sad to say. Mm. I mean, I've lost a best friend to cancer. I have a friend's son, I consider my dear nephew, Terrell Davis, who sadly lost his life 2 weeks ago.
I'm so sorry.
I'm grieving at the moment.
Of course.
And then there's, I've lost four relatives to COVID-19 from the last December to now, which couldn't attend the funerals because of lockdown.
Of course,
but that's the long story short. I've lost some great people in my life this year alone. And writing this song has enabled me to express myself vocally with the help of Adam Wedd, who is my songwriting partner and partner in crime. He has absolutely helped me express myself lyrically, because he is a songwriter himself, an incredible songwriter, and he completely understands where to take me in terms vocally and emotionally. He understands me. Not many people would understand me personally, how I'd like to address a vocal performance.
Mm.
And meeting Adam has basically everything's just gone quicker, everything's smoother. And through lockdown, you know, we've carefully constructed everything to make this possible. And and he just happens to know a great friend who is also my great friend, Adrian, who kindly filmed this incredible video for us, and we'll be eternally grateful. And Eva, Adam's girlfriend, she has just been our nanny, basically. She looked after us all the time with everything, from food to toilet roll to to microphones to everything. She's just been amazing. I love you.
It sounds like you have such a great team supporting you.
Of course, my family has been so, my Mrs. Teresa, she's been absolutely an angel, and she stuck with me through some very difficult times. And this song is actually written for her and the situations we've been through. And also, I've noticed a few of my friends, unfortunately, have separated from their partners. And one in particular went through a very awful divorce. So this song basically covers all the emotions and aspects of what pretty much everyone's going through lockdown. I mean, it's a sign of hope at the end of the song when you hear it. You know, there's a glimmer of hope for the future, and the musically it will carry you there. And this is how it feels for me, and I want, you know, and then the verses will basically characterize most men going through difficult times and most men and women go through difficult times. So I hope this will connect to a lot of people, because it really does mean a lot to me. It's very, very personal in terms of what is written in lyrics and my vocal expression. It's all natural for me. Hardly anything has been touched vocally, because it doesn't need to. The emotion's already there. Because, you know, sometimes you can mix the vocals and the voices to make singers sound better and all that. Everything you're about to show, so thank you, Georgia, is basically my voice. This is how I sound live. This is how I sound in the bathroom. This is how I sound on the record. So I really hope your audience at Phoenix enjoy this. It's a really special moment. And I'd like to say give all my love to the Blackwood family, my best friend's family, who he sadly passed away to cancer, and Sarita, my dear friend, who lost her son, Terrell Davis. This song goes out to them. And last but not least, my uncle, who died 4 years ago today, Sifu Wing Chun's master, Joseph Mann. This goes out to you guys especially in this challenging year.
Well, thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for telling us all about how difficult your year has been for yourself and for your loved ones. It's so lovely that you've been able to at least channel that and use this song to express how you're feeling and sort of relate to other people and hopefully bring some hope to them and some and, you know, support them through this difficult time. It's lovely that, you know, you're dedicating it to all these people. I'm so sorry to hear about your loss this year.
Thank you. Oh, I want to be leave it on a positive note. Shout out to my mum. I love you, mum. And my missus, Teresa. I love you, Teresa. And my children, Joshua, Ella, and William. Yeah, man, we're all going to have fun next year. It's going to be a great year for all of us.
Absolutely.
Everyone, UK, the world. Let's time for a change now. Let's we've had enough of this.
Absolutely. There's enough time of darkness now, and yeah, it's time to hopefully we'll see off COVID, and then
and
things will start getting a bit
brighter. Shout out to Ollie Mers, who really supported me throughout the competition, The Voice. It's been absolutely brilliant. And once again to ACM, my university who I graduated from, they've been really supportive, and they still are supportive. So thank you all. Thank you, London. Thank you, England. Thank you, UK. Thank you, the world.
Well, it's so great that you've also got such a lovely support network. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Alan. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you, Phoenix, guys.
And we're going to play your song now. This is
Yay!
Better Man by Alan Chan.
Okay.
Every time I try to help out, it gets worse. Every time I want to lend a helping hand, it doesn't work. Why do I keep on falling into traps? Trying to be a good man in this bad world. Complicated times in this world we're living in. I can't get over the hard times we're living in. We try so hard, and the more we try to fight it, we ended up falling apart. We try. Understand, I could be a better man. It's okay not to be okay. You tell me this from the start. Cause I know you're sick to death of my life falling apart. I know I could be hard to live with, even hard to understand. For you I go the distance, cause I wanna be a better man. We try.